The National Identification Authority has described as misleading public commentary on the 115 million Chinese loan facility, which will be sourced to design the new national identification cards. Apart from designing the card, the facility will also help establish regional and zonal offices, develop a disaster recovery center outside the headquarters, establish a biometric institute to be affiliated to a public university, as well as procure mobile registration vans, among others. The executive secretary of the authority, Dr. Josia Koba, at a news conference in Accra, said Ghanaians should not see monies used in the previous registration for the Ghana cards as a waste of resources. He explained that the new cards are expected to have better features than the 15 million cards issued by the authority 6 years ago. He said should everything go as planned, 15 million Ghanaians will be issued with new cards by November next year. Yvonne Atiligo and Desmond Kwe have filed this report.
6 years ago, the National Identification Authority registered some 15 million Ghanaians for Ghana cards. Due to some challenges, some received their cards while others did not. And as technology changes rapidly, the authority deems it fit to issue a modern and more advanced means of collection of data. To this end, it engaged a private company known as Identity Management System Limited, IMS, for the issuance of new biometric cards, a contract which was signed 2 years ago and waiting for parliamentary approval. The executive secretary of the authority, Dr. Josiah Koba, says a key feature on the new process would be the elimination of inconveniences to eligible persons who wish to obtain the Ghana cards. He maintained that the new smart cards will have a larger storage capacity to enhance government's vision of harmonizing all databases into one.
Under the expanded scope, new biometric traits like face and iris have been added to enhance the security and integrity of the national identity system. This will ensure that people with poor quality fingerprints or no fingerprints can go through the process of identification and verification. The loan agreement and the on-lending agreement are now at the Ministry of Finance. In short, it is not true that a loan has been approved. Neither is it the case that the facility, when approved, will be used to produce national ID cards. As a matter of fact, the Ministry of Finance has made it clear that this facility will only be approved if NIA can prove that it can pay for itself and if it passes a value for money test. We need money to build that infrastructure so that you need to move beyond just issuing cards. IMS is here to help us register. Beyond that, we need to become an identity management organization. And we need an infrastructure to do that. That is what that Chinese facility is. So I don't take kindly to people after you've explained it and they still say you're raising 115 million to give to the private partner. Look, let's move beyond suspicion and talk about what is on the ground.
Dr. Koba also downplayed security concerns raised about the engagement of Identity Management Systems Limited for the project. He said all persons involved have gone through routine checks.
Operationally, the division of labor between the partners is quite straightforward. The partners have together agreed on a technical and operational system that has been designed and financed by the private partner. We have gone to great lengths to ensure that NIA remains firmly in control of its mandate and that issues such as the determination of citizenship, the privacy of citizens, and the security of data conform strict to the requirements of the NIA enabling legislation.
The executive secretary said personnel of the authority have undergone training to ensure greater professionalism in the discharge of their duties.
Yvonne Atiligo and Desmond Kwe filed that report.